How are you guys doing this morning? Good? Everybody doing well? Okay. I got something really neat to share with you this morning. This is so cool. You're not going to believe this. This actually made my day. Okay? Look at this. Do you know why this? Do you know what this is?
A knife.
It's a knife.
A tool knife.
But it's not just a knife. It's a special knife. As a matter of fact, last year, either for my birthday or Father's Day, one of the holidays, Liam's daddy gave me this knife because he knows I like Kershaw's, and he gave it to me because I can put it on my pocket, and I love this knife, one, because his daddy gave it to me, but two, because it's the kind of knife I like. Well, guess what? Guess what I did with this knife?
Lost it.
I lost it. I have looked for months everywhere in the house. I've looked in every jacket. I've looked in all my pants. I've looked in my chair. I have looked everywhere for this knife and could not find it until this morning. And I sat in my chair that I have searched and turned upside down and all this other stuff trying to find it. I stuck my hand down, because that's where everything falls in my chair, to get a pen, because that's where all my pens go. And lo and behold, the knife was there. Now, Liam's daddy was here yesterday. I'm starting to think that he borrowed it and put it in there, because I've looked in that chair and desperately wanted to find it and could not find it. And you know, it reminded me of a story in the Bible. It's a story that I can relate to. It says, Jesus was telling a story. He said, or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and sweep the entire house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call her friends and neighbors and say, rejoice with me because I have found my lost coin. And then it says, in the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner repents. And so, in other words, every single created person is a person that God loves and has a purpose and plan for, and He's constantly trying to reach them. And when a person becomes old enough to accept Jesus, he gets really excited, just like I did when I found my knife, because he searches for it. And this is what I want you to think about. As you go to Vacation Bible School, you're going to be learning about Jesus, but you need to understand there's a God who loves you, and that if you don't know him, he's looking for you, and he wants you to be a part of his family. Okay? Well, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I pray that they would look for you and search for you, and that, Lord, when they do that, they'll find you. And I thank you for those who will find you this year. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, come and get a piece of candy and go.